This is Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
We are now talking Fletcher Jones. We're joined by Archivist Collection Development at the University of Melbourne Archives, Melinda Barry.
What a great topic to explore today. Fletcher Jones, what a larger-than-life character.
Tell me, because he is and seems like one of those almost ideal characters that built a business based on some, you know, really healthy ideas about how workers should be treated.
Yes. Now, he had the dream of the fairer society since his childhood. In the days when he was growing up in Bendigo, his family were immigrant miners from Cornwall, and he saw firsthand the vagaries of life with no safety net because his father became quite ill. So they experienced hardship, and Fletcher Jones experienced hardship at an early age. So he had a dream of a fairer society. He went to World War One, came back from that. He teamed up with another veteran and started up their own draper's travelling wagon, travelled all over Victoria. He was eligible for a pension. I think the legend has it that he lined up once or twice for his pension and just had I am not doing this. I think I've got a bigger life than this. Being a travelling salesman, he had an opportunity also to overcome and work on his stutter. He had a terrible, it's hard to believe, captain of industry and an icon of the Western District in manufacturing. He had a stutter that he lived with as well. So, look, his early start wasn't the easiest by any means, but I think he made quite a lot of himself, and he just had a charisma. That's the impression I have, and people were drawn to him. As the 1930s progressed and he opened up his first shop, he actually did something quite innovative. He moved away from custom fittings to off the rack, and that was actually one of the key turning points in his career. Off the rack was actually quite a new thing.
It was not only the quality of what he made, but that sense of connection and love of his customers as well that I guess he got from that door-to-door sales role that he had.
Oh, definitely, definitely. He'd carried his cornet through his time serving in World War One, but he also carried it with him during his travelling salesman days too.
His cornet.
His cornet, yeah.
Wow.
So part of the spiel when he and his partner arrived in a small town was to announce their arrival, and he'd blow his trumpet to
how cool is that?
I know.
What a character.
We've got part of the trumpet survives in the archives.
We touched on it really briefly, but he was very serious about treatment of the workers, and that was inspired by a Japanese visit to Japan. Is that true?
That's very, very true. He had a lifelong passion for a fairer society, you know, emerging from his childhood, but he was also a voracious reader. He was a reader of social theory and looking for answers around what can I do? What's my contribution to a fairer society? How can I turn my business around and make it something that's for the people and for community? He, across his readings, he found the writings of Toahiko Kagawa, who was a Christian pacifist of the Japanese, Fletcher Jones, contacted Kagawa, and Kagawa came to Warrnambool and did a presentation on profit sharing and cooperatives. And I think it was that moment that really firmed the idea of the workers' paradise, the cooperative and a profit sharing model in Fletcher Jones's mind.
So there was a profit sharing model for Fletcher Jones?
Yes, the chronology was Fletcher Jones, after Kagawa's visit, went to Japan and studied Kagawa's projects. And he spent several months in Japan in the late 1936. Came back to Australia with all of these, bubbling with these ideas. And World War II basically happened before he was able to unfold his ideas and set up his company for the worker. what ended up happening was the Ministry for Supply commissioned Fletcher Jones to produce trousers for the war effort for the Defence Force. But Fletcher Jones managed to wangle his way out of that and produce Coverdyne trousers for farmers. So he was very home-based and contributed to the war effort in other ways. So he wasn't able to set up his company, the Fletcher Jones and Staff, until after the war. He had not let go of that idea, but it wasn't until after the war that he was able to create and to build his company based on the cooperative and profit-sharing idea.